And then there's a couple other kind of different and interesting things about our Pride celebration compared to others. And the first one that people are probably curious about or would have questions and maybe raise their eyebrows at is that we're having a mask required and mask provided event. And so a lot of that is about this idea of practicing and practicing what it means to be safe and practicing what it means to do something that benefits others. So just like somebody might need to practice using gender neutral pronouns to be a safe person, to be a loving person to queer people, we're asking folks to wear a mask, partially to be a safe person for yourself. The air quality outside today is not ideal.
It's killing me.
It's rough. And also to be a safe person for our immunocompromised and our disabled friends who don't always get the opportunity to go to big celebrations like this because it is too risky. And so when you get to Pride, there'll be a welcome table with name tags, with colorful buttons, and also with masks. And so we'll ask everybody to mask up and make their bracelets and do their sharing space activities and beat their friends in bags while wearing a mask. But we'll have all of those things for folks when they get there.
Well, cool. I mean, that takes a lot out of the equation if it's already there for you. So all you really need to do is just show up and have a good time.
Absolutely. And we're also trying to make it easier for folks to show up because although Pride goes until 5 and the Morris Transit is only open until 4 on Saturdays, if you ride the Morris Transit to or from Pride, it will be paid for by the Pride Committee. So you don't have to pay to get to Pride if you don't have a vehicle or you don't want a bike or whatever. All rides to and from on the transit will be paid for you.
That's good news for me because I take the transit almost daily.
Yeah,
so,
it's a great service.
It is. It's fantastic.
We're both a little bit biased, I think. But
I think so, too. Yeah. But, you know, when I was in Montevideo, pardon me. When I was in Montevideo, I would have to take a cab everywhere because my car died.
Sure.
And I work in radio, so I don't have enough money to just up and go and buy another one. So I'd have to take a cab everywhere. So everywhere I went, it was like $10, no matter whether I went to the store, whether I went to wherever I went. Here, I mean, and I was worried. I was looking up online, are there taxis in Morris? I didn't know much about Morris before I moved here. And then I got here and they're like, oh yeah, the transit, it's like $1.50. I'm going, whoa, well maybe now I can save up for a vehicle.
There we go, it's nice. And so we want to make sure that people can experience that accessibility, right?
For
so
sure.
The mask thing is about accessibility, not having to pay to get into Pride. It's a free celebration, you just show up. That's about accessibility. Getting there via the bus, about accessibility. The goal this year was we wanted this to be a celebration that you literally did not have to bring a wallet or cash to in order to experience the whole thing. You don't have to bring money to buy crafts or food from vendors. You don't have to bring money. Yeah.
That was my other question. Is that, are there going to be vendors and stuff? I mean, is there stuff you can buy or how does that work?
No. So the real goal was that there won't be any things that you would need to purchase in order to participate. We wanted that to be like you don't have to pay anything. We had a couple folks reach out saying we'd like to be vendors at Pride because that is kind of a common thing to happen at Pride celebrations is to have vendors, whether they be queer folks selling their art or something that is LGBTQ related being sold. But we said not this year. We're thinking maybe next year we'll do vendors, but this year we really did have that strong focus on you don't need money to be at Pride and to experience the whole thing. We will have a couple different tables set up. So John's Total Entertainment will have a table. They're not going to be selling anything. It's more so about this idea of John's is a resource and John's is a place for folks to be themselves authentically. And it is kind of a community hub for LGBT folks. So there will be a table from John's and our friend Maya will be running that. And so if you want to come out and hang out with a bunch of your nerd friends at Pride, we'll be there. We'll be there having a good time.